Well, quite often on Sounds Irish, we've heard the Fury Brothers and singing various songs, their big hit Sweet 16 and various other songs. There we heard them on an instrumental entitled The Lonesome Boatman. OK, it's the turn of Daniel O'Donnell. And could we have a Sounds Irish without a Daniel O'Donnell track? This one, I'm not quite sure whether we've played before. Picture the scene. Daniel, in the very first verse, is telling us the story. He's on board a ship bound for Montreal. But he's hoping someday that he will return when his destination will be Donegal. That's where he hails from, you know.
As I stand above the starboard bow and watch the ocean foam, as I view each new horizon, I grow further from my home. I'm sailing on a foreign ship that's bound for Montreal, but I'll view the world and make my destination Donegal. I would make my way from Malin to Bundoran Durafold, or Port Salon down to Killybegs by Chrysler and Dunloe. I'd wander round by Barnesmore Gap on everyone I'd call there beyond the blue stack mountains in the town of Donegal. Donegal, I miss you, and I'll never understand why I left you for these foreign lands against my heart's command. Whatever fortune comes my way, whatever may befall, I know I'll make my Donegal. I would make my way from Malin to Bundoran through Raphoe, or Port Salon down to Killybegs by Chrysler and Dunloe. I'd wander round by Barnesmore Gap on everyone I'd call there beyond the blue stack mountains in the town of Donegal. I know I'd make my final destination Donegal.
I liked that. A pleasant little track entitled Destination Donegal, and I'll dedicate that to any Donegal listener to the programme this week. Here's a request for a track I played a couple of weeks ago, and it's one of my Irish listeners, Teresa, who listens in Dublin, and she wants to know, can I play again Barnbrack's version of My Lovely Irish Rose?
A winding river wends its way near to an Irish home, to mingle with Tribeca Bay, where rolls the Atlantic foam. 'Twas in a cot close to a spot where the river gently flows that I bade goodbye to my little girl, my lovely Irish rose. Old Donegal, the best of all, I never shall forget. In Carnfair beyond think I see it yet. But I'd rather stray by the old mill brae, where soft the green grass grows. On a summer's night, with my heart's delight, my lovely Irish rose. Oh, Mary dear, I'm lonely here without you all the while. I miss your loving words of cheer, your lovely Irish smile. Before I lay me down tonight, before my eyes I close, I pray that God may guide you right, my lovely Irish rose. I pray that God may guide you right, my lovely Irish rose.
Barn Brack there, and a nice little song entitled My Lovely Irish Rose, and I hope, Teresa, you enjoyed that. And now, friends, I want to play for you one of my favourite tracks. I played it, I think, if not on the very first, certainly on the second Sounds Irish, way back in the day. It's that wonderful poem by W.B. Yeats, Down by the Sally Gardens, My Love and I Did Roam. And this is the version I prefer. It's done by the Rankin family. They hail from Canada, and they do a gorgeous version of the song, Down by the Sally Gardens. Listen to the lyrics.
Down by the Sally Gardens, my love and I did meet. She passed the Sally Gardens with little snow white feet. She
You know, I think W.B. Yeats would be very, very happy with that presentation of his poem Down by the Sally Gardens from the Rankin family. And now, friends, I hope you'll allow me a little bit of self-indulgence. Well, a large chunk of self-indulgence, actually, because I want to play for you my favourite Irish male singer of today, and that's Ronan Tynan. And I want to play for you my favourite recording of his. It's a lovely track, a bit longer than we usually have, but this is Ronan Tynan, a beautiful voice, and Sail Away.
Sail out on the water, hoping the tide will take us where we want to go. But life has subtle changes, just when you want the wind is when it doesn't blow. Land fades from sight, from now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. See that rolls forever, sail away. Tomorrow will be different, taking a new direction from another star. And looking back is pointless, what's in the past just leads the way to and fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. The center of your soul, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Steering by the stars, we find ourselves in places unanticipated, absolutely strange. Always on the move, wondering if we'd waited, would we still be happy, or is happiness in change? Is faith a lonely sailor, or are we meant to meet someone to help us through? And if we meet somebody, are we supposed to be the captain or the crew? Land fades from sight. From now on we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. In the firmament of time, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away, sail away, sail away.
It's probably, in my humble opinion, the fact that he no longer lives here in Ireland, but lives in the US, that Ronan Tynan never gets the acclaim that he really deserves. Wasn't that beautiful? Ronan Tynan and Sail Away. If your name is Peggy O'Neill, and I'm sure we may have one Peggy O'Neill listening to us around the world, this is for you, Dermot O'Brien, another great favourite of mine, singing a song just for you.
If her eyes are blue as skies, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she's smiling all the while, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she walks like a sly little rogue, if she talks with a cute little brogue, sweet personality, full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill. Peggy O'Neill is a girl who would steal any heart, anywhere, anytime. And I'll put you wise how you'll recognize this wonderful girl of mine. If her eyes are blue skies, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she's smiling all the while, that's Peggy O'Neill. If she walks like a sly little rogue, if she talks with a cute little brogue, sweet personality full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill. Full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill. Sweet personality, full of rascality, that's Peggy O'Neill.
I want to play for you now a track that I'm not sure whether we played on the programme before. We played the song lots of times. Of course, Johnny McAvoy had a huge hit with it. It's about the young man who was far away from his native county, Clare, falls asleep, and he dreams that he's back home in his little village of Spansel Hill. This is a wonderful version performed for us here by the High Kings. I have great admiration for them. Listen to their interpretation of Spansel Hill.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind been bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I leapt on board a vision and I followed it with a will, till I gladly came to anchor at the cross of Spansel Hill. And when our duty did commence, we all knelt down in prayer, in hopes for to be ready to climb the golden stair. And when back home we turning, we danced with the right goodwill, oh, to Martin Moylan's music at the cross House of Spencer again.
Yes, I am aware that it's a bit longer than we usually have, but it was too good to fail. And there was some fine instrumental work in it, as well as some wonderful singing, The High Kings and Spancel Hill. So this country and Irish thing we were talking about, this is where I can explain. Here we have a song about County Wicklow. It's actually sung by a Wicklow man himself, Robbie Green, and he's singing it sort of country music style, telling us all about Among the Wicklow Hills.
I've just received a letter from my home in Ireland, and a scribble so familiar was my mother's feeble hand. A house that rang with music and with laughter now is still. Dear Danny, it's so lonesome now among the Wicklow Hills. As I gaze across the mountains, I relive that moment's joy. Those same old Wicklow mountains where you rambled as a boy. Your photo as a child, that picture's by your bedside still. And each night I pray you'll come back home among the Wicklow Hills. Do you remember long ago, in summer you would stroll down where the crystal mountain streams to Slaney waters flow. Do you recall that young girl there who talks about you still? And you know who she is waiting for among the Wicklow hills. As I gaze across the mountains, I relive that moment's joy. Those same old Wicklow mountains where you rambled as a boy. Your photo as a child, the pictures by your bedside still. And each night I pray you'll come back home among the Wicklow hills. And you know who she is waiting for among the Wicklow hills.
Now, do you see what I mean by country and Irish? Robbie Green there telling us all about the Wicklow Hills. And believe you me, as one who lives among those Wicklow Hills, they are gorgeous. Wicklow is known as the Garden of Ireland. On the coast, we have the beautiful beaches, the Irish Sea. And then inland, if you move in a bit, we have some wonderful woods and forests, and then some mountains. Hang on, we're getting a visitor into the studio. What's happening? Oh, my guide dog, York, has just come in. So, come on, over you come. Good boy. Well done. Come on. That's it. Good boy. Now, please shut the door after you. One thing they do with guide dogs is train them how to open doors, but they don't train them how to shut doors. Sit down. Good boy. There's a clever boy. Come on. York, good boy. Now he's plonked himself down on the floor. A little bit of diversion there. What was I on about? The Wicklow Hills, beautiful County Wicklow. We have lovely woods and forests. And then we have mountains, the Sugarloaf Mountains and the Wicklow Mountains, or the Sugarloaf Mountain, I should say, and the Wicklow Mountains. So we've got everything going for us. And at the same time in the town where I live, which is Bray, we're about 30 minutes away on the electric DART, D-A-R-T, which is Dublin Area Rapid Transit, an electric train service that can bring us right into the heart of Dublin. So living in Bray, it's God's in his heaven, all's right with the world. Now, one of my dear listeners sent me the explanation to that during the week, and it's by Robert Browning. I think it's called Pippa's Song or something. Anyway, enough prattle. Here we were in County Wicklow. We're going to County Down now. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played Brendan Shine. And one listener asked me, Joe, could we hear some more of Brendan Shine? So here, Brendan Shine telling us all about County Down.
When springtime sows her blossoms to the valleys, and sunlight bursts like diamonds through the trees, when the fields all look embroidered with the vivid glow of daisies, and the rivers wash the mountains to the sea,
I hear the warm lilt of Irish laughter through the greenest pastures ever found, and all my dreams are a life hereafter in the loving arms of County Down.
When daylight gives the morning mist a shiver, and autumn leaves a blaze of golden brown, when evening skies are waving to a cloud of homing swallows, and winter comes to rest in County Down,
I hear the warm lilt of Irish laughter through the greenest pastures ever found, and all my dreams are a life hereafter in the love. And
catchy little song that. I haven't heard that one before. County Down from Brendan Shine and all his friends. And now a ballad from a ballad group that's second only to the Clancy Brothers, the Dubliners.
As I went a walkin' one morning in May, I met a young couple so fondly did stray. And one was a young maid so sweet and so fair, and the other was a soldier and a brave grenadier. And they kissed so sweet and comforting as they clung to each other. They went darling along the road like sister and brother. They went darling along the road till they came to a stream, and they both sat down together, loved to hear the nightingale sing. Well, out of his knapsack he took a fine fiddle. He played her such merry tunes that you ever did hear. He played her such merry tunes that the valley did ring, and softly cried a fair maid as the nightingale sings. And they kissed so sweet and comforting as they clung to each other. They went arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They went arm in arm along the road till they came to a stream, and they both sat down together, loved to hear the nightingale sing. For 7 long years, drinking wines and strong whiskies instead of strong beers. And if ever I return again, 'twill be in the spring, and we'll both sit down together, love to hear the nightingale sing. And they kissed so sweet and comforting as they clung to each other. They went arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They went on along the road till they came to a stream, and they both sat down together, loved to hear the nightingale sing. Well then, says the fair maid, will you marry me? Oh no, says the soldier, however can that be? For I've my own wife at home in my own country, and she is the finest little maid that you ever did see. And they kissed so sweet and comforting as they clung to each other. They went arming along the road like sister and brother. They went arming along the road till they came to a stream, and they both sat down together, loved to hear the nightingale.